WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 69 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The cleanup from a major waterline break at Sam Rayburn Middle School in Bryan is expected to be completed in time for classes to resume next Monday. A custodian heard a loud pop in the school's 800 hallway. By the time the water was shut off, more than 50 rooms, offices, closets, and common areas had 1 to 2 inches. A private company was hired to join maintenance employees in the first round of removing water. Crews are scheduled to return today for a second round, along with disinfecting classroom carpets. Computers were removed from affected areas and will be tested to assess any damage. Parts to the repair to the water line are supposed to arrive tomorrow or Wednesday. More information may be released in what was behind last year's unexpected departure of Bryan School Superintendent Tommy Wallace.
Last Thursday, the Bryan School District responded to an open records request by releasing 3 emails and a recording of a private meeting last September that led to Wallace's $83,000 voluntary separation agreement. The recording included Wallace receiving paperwork written by Deputy Superintendent Tim Roeke and 3 other central office administrators.
I was asked. And so I shared information. You also will find in there that all of your cabinet members have shared information.
That information, according to an email from Wallace's lawyers, is a memorandum and supporting documents that evaluates the former superintendent. None of that's been released, but School Board President Trey Moore issued a statement that the Texas Attorney General may allow additional information to be disclosed. Moore says that would present a much more complete picture as to why Wallace was forced to leave. Wallace, who applied for 17 jobs while in Bryan, according to the recording, has been asked for comment along with his lawyers. He's currently working as an interim high school principal in Missouri City. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A Calvert policeman survived an ambush on New Year's Day. According to a Facebook post from the Law Enforcement Association of the Brazos Valley, Officer Stephen Magnus was shot in the vest while on duty. Magnus was taken to a Bryan hospital, then returned to his home, according to a Facebook post from his father. A suspect was taken into custody. Bluebell wants to dial back safety precautions required by the Food and Drug Administration after a rash of listeria outbreaks.
Bluebell had several recalls over the past few years after listeria was found in their ice cream. At least 10 people became seriously ill. 3 people died. After the outbreak and recall last year, Bluebell adopted stringent safety measures at its creameries in Texas, Oklahoma, and Alabama. Now the company is asking the FDA to let it go back to what Bluebell says are more conventional food safety measures because the tougher conditions are very expensive to sustain. Bluebell claims it now has effective listeria prevention programs in all its facilities. The Brenham-based ice cream company still trying to regain public trust and financial stability after the outbreaks. Cameron Fairchild, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6 at 69 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Looking for the latest and greatest in Kawasaki mules, outdoor power equipment, lawnmowers, turf management, trailers, and more? Say hello to WRI Outdoors. WRI Outdoors is proud to be an authorized dealer for Exmark mowers, Steel Outdoor Power Tools, Diamond C Trailers, and Kawasaki mules, and our service department can repair anything. WRI Outdoors is proud to be Texan-owned and operated. Call 985-5040 or look them up on the web, WRIOutdoors.com.
It's 8:09. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Through today, partly sunny to occasionally cloudy skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms, some heavy, high temperatures up into the 70s. Clearing, cooler, drier for tonight, down to about 50. Nice day coming up on Tuesday. Lots of blue skies and sun near 70, cooling down through the 40s with a few clouds Tuesday night. Wednesday, partly sunny and much cooler, only in the 50s. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Myles Garrett makes a statement that he'll be entering the NFL draft. Meanwhile, we'll take a look forward to the upcoming games for the A&M basketball teams, and in the NFL, coaching changes abound across the league. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, we've got a new control room.
We do.
It's the WC Tractor control room now. Ooh. For the Infomaniacs.
Very cool.
Your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. So there you are.
And before anyone has a heart attack as they're waking up this morning, it is 6:09 or 6:10 now. You said 8. Yeah. I just didn't want anyone who was like maybe supposed to be at work today to think they were already late on the first day of the new year.
It is. At least working day for some folks. Yeah. Others don't have to yet.
Nope. Mm-hmm.
And when does school start? Tomorrow, is that right? Public schools?
No, because in the story about the Sam Rayburn water line break, it sounded like teachers go back Wednesday, students don't go back till next Monday.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah.
So we got traffic for another week of students like that. And then the big school students come back.
Yeah.
So, all right. So with See, back in the day, you'd say the malls will be full, but that's not going to happen. What do kids do now?
I don't know.
What's a mall?
I really don't know.
Yeah. I mean, because and that's probably an interesting situation how that's changed maybe in just the last two or three years, because when you know you're going to physically see somebody, then it's okay to continue to do that social media thing. But how are you feeling about not seeing the folks who you normally see, like at school and stuff? How does that change today's teens and that sort of thing?
Yeah.
Don't have to worry about it. All right, here we go. This is weird. actually, there was a Seinfeld about this, but it really, really happened. Easy to forget where you left your keys.
But, yeah.
Okay, but where you park your car, maybe not so much. Now,
this was a funny episode.
It was, yeah. And I've done it. I mean, I click a picture of the pole that has the section number so that when I come out of wherever it is, usually I think about it at the airport.
Yes, you know, yeah, definitely.
You're gone, you come back, where am I? Okay,
yep.
So, but this is what happened to one BMW driver who left his car in one of these multi-story parking garages 6 months ago. Yep, while he was just going to a concert, okay, in Manchester. Well, when the concert ends, he forgot where he parked his car. Now, I'm not saying that he was under any kind of a...
Surely not.
Yeah,
influence.
No. Yeah. That's it, yeah. But anyway, concert ends, forgets where he parked his car, spent 5 days searching for the car. Now, I don't know how big this complex is. Maybe there are a lot of parking garages. Maybe he wasn't even in the right building. I'm not sure. But nonetheless, 5 days, and then he gives up. He emailed various companies to see if it had been located or removed.
Well, I'm thinking, at that point, I'm calling the police.
Okay.
My car has been stolen.
Which is what he did.
Okay.
He filed a report with the police that his car was stolen or lost or whatever.
Sure.
Police found it. He's now going to face $5,000 in fines.
Wow.
Just for being overparked and the annoyance of running the police through finding his lost car.
Info?
Mason.
And how frantically did he search?
Right?
Did he have Kramer and George helping him?
That's 5 days.
5 days.
You had to have been able to go up and down every single aisle.
Okay, first, I want to apologize to everyone that we have no control over how loud and how long that tone is.
Yeah.
Because the last thing you want at 6:13 is in the morning, I mean, how many people dove for the radio when that happened?
Boy, that just happens right in your ears when you're wearing headphones.
Yeah, and when we're in headphones, it does.
See, it sounded really quiet on my end.
You didn't hear the tone?
I mean, I heard, like, very faintly.
Oh, well, no. Well, Brad and I, well,
I thought you had turned it down.
No, didn't touch it at all. No, all right. Can't do that. I have no control over that at all. Well, now that makes me wonder if people actually heard what he said, or excuse me, the computer said.
Mm-hmm.
Now, don't get me started again on that either. I think it's Chrisman, not Christman. And, of course, it doesn't know Brazos either.
Brazos. Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line is what
Brynham.
You heard. Yeah. What you heard is that it's moving 40 miles an hour and you got winds up to 60 miles
yeah,
an hour.
Yeah, this is intense.
And this first thing that moved through this morning at about, at least in the southern part of the county, about 4:30. I mean, that moved furniture on the patio in my house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that was a fairly good gust of wind. But anyhow, this stuff moving in, and we probably ought to go ahead and tell you, actually, from northern Houston all the way up to Nacogdoches is a whole bunch of other stuff. That's not going to affect us because it's moving away from us. But right now, we're just on the leading edge of this stuff. So it's important information. I wish we had a computer that didn't sound like a computer because yeah. We all know that technology has moved well beyond what we've got here for EAS.
Yeah.
But what the heck, that's the government, right? Don't get me started. Okay, we'll be back and start the show again. And I don't know, you want to do good morning?
Around 400 BC, there lived a Greek philosopher named Diogenes. During the day, Diogenes would wander the streets of Athens, carrying a lamp and claiming to be looking for one honest man.
Where is he? Where is the one honest man I can trust?
We have an honest man living right here in Bryan College Station, and his name is Pete. Pete's the owner of Pete's Auto Care at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, right across the street from Blinn College. Whether your car's American, European, Japanese, or from anywhere else, they'll fix it. And Pete's Auto Care is the place you send your wife and daughters because you know they'll be treated fairly.
I've not only found an honest man, I've found an honest mechanic.
And it only took you 2,400 years. Don't you wait 2,400 years. When your car needs service or repair, take it to Pete's Auto Care, corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, across from Blinn. Pete's Auto Care.
There goes 617, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Hello.
Hey, man, I'm sorry to bother you, but I can hear you all fine over the static, but I didn't hear a darn thing they said on that emergency braking message. What did they say?
Yeah, it was a mess. Okay, I'll just read it to you because, again, it's the computer. What we've got is a severe thunderstorm warning until 6:45 this morning, and what they did is the radar said that they found some stuff over near in the Dimebox area and moving in this general direction. Trying to see if we had the actual, All right, here we go. I'll try to read it and pronounce the words correctly. How's that? Okay. At 6:06, severe thunderstorms located in a line extending from 6 miles northeast of Tanglewood to near Caldwell and 7 miles east of Dimebox to 7 miles west of Burton to near Round Top, moving northeast at 40 miles an hour. The hazardous winds will be up to 60 miles an hour. So that's going to be moving into our area and through here. Did you notice it mentioned Kyle Field?
Yes, yeah, I noticed that too as a landmark.
Who lives at Kyle Field? Oh, that's it. Okay, so that's it. College Station, Bryan, Brenham, Caldwell, Somerville, Snook, Curtin and Burton. Hey, there you go. Wixon Valley, Milliken, Lake Somerville, in the dam area, Welburn, Independence, Deanville, Chrisman, Quarry, and Lyons. All those areas are involved in this. And it looks like after this stuff gets through, then we'll kind of be all right. We do have a severe thunderstorm watch that's in effect that they issued earlier this morning. It's supposed to go till 9 o'clock. But at least if you look at the radar right now, once this stuff passes through, I think we'll be all right for the rest of the day. We'll see.
Curtin and Burton, aren't those guys from Sesame Street?
Dang right. That's exactly it. All right, here we go. It's easy to count the days. It's day two, which means we've got 363 of them to go. It's happy mew year for your cats, if you got one of them.
Mew.
Because cats just want to be different, after all.
Of course.
Motivation and inspiration day. Mm. All those good things you're going to do, right?
Yeah.
Remember?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, let's keep that going. Wait a minute, it's National Buffet Day?
What? What happened to all these New Year's resolutions?
Yeah, right? Gone, out the window.
I'm not supposed to get my diet on a buffet.
That's it. Well, I know, maybe they've got an all-veggie buffet.
One of those healthy buffets.
Oh, wait, it's National Cream Puff Day right behind that.
There we go.
National Science Fiction Day. And it's 55-mile-an-hour speed limit day. So let me tell you all, as you sit crisscross applesauce, back in 1974, it was the federal law that the speed limit nationally was 55 miles an hour. Yeah.
Wow.
You're driving along so angry thinking about, I'm not even going a mile a minute.
And,
but it did save gas. It really, really did. It's just a matter of, it looks like you can get out and walk faster than you're driving.
Yeah.
All right, birthdays.
We got birthdays. Kate Bosworth is 34. She's an actress. She was in Man of Steel, or not Man of Steel, but the Superman Returns and a lot of other things.
Oh, yeah.
Dax Shepard is 42, married
to
Kristen Bell. Yeah, very funny. Actor Taye Diggs is 46. Cuba Gooding Jr.
Hey,
whatever happened
radio
to him?
Radio.
Yeah, hadn't seen him in anything in a while.
Yeah, but
he's 49 today. Okay. Another one I hadn't seen in a while, Tia Carrera. She's 50. She was from True Lies and Wayne's World, all kinds of stuff. And Jack Hanna.
Been on our show.
Hey, the animal
guy.
Very
cool.
Yeah.
He's 70 today.
Oh, my.
70?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That it?
That's what I got for you.
Yeah, that's it. It really is, isn't it? Christy Turlington.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we got the model chick out there. And, boy, do you remember Jim Baker? Do y'all remember who he was? He's dead now, but anyway. Oh, and former Speaker of the House, Dennis Hastert, who's had all sorts of bad publicity since he got out. All right, there you go. It's 6:22.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
New York Magazine reported on Monday that women in Washington, D.C., they're having a very hard time coping with Donald Trump's election. So how are these little special snowflakes handling Trump's devastating win? Well, take, for example, Juliana Evans. She cried for 3 days after the election. She called it catastrophic. Thankfully, Juliana didn't let the election get the best of her. She told the magazine that she, quote, put on her big girl panties and dragged herself to a drugstore where she bought a box of black hair dye. And then she said, the election deadened my soul. I think I wanted to do something defiant, to feel stronger. And she said, now I feel like my hair says, you can't bring me down. This misogyny will not persevere. The bumper sticker for me is, I am woman. Hear me roar. And someone please get this woman some hot cocoa, a therapy dog, crayons, a coloring book.
The Conservative Underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger, but it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-402-8881. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm. This powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-402-8881. 1-800-402-8881.
Good morning, 6:24, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Infomaniacs in the WC Tractor Control Room. Yeah, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. 6:24, check the weather in a minute.
With your money now. Well, the markets are closed this Monday in official observance of the New Year's Day holiday. Heading into the weekend, though, the stock markets ended 2016 on a modestly lower note. The Dow was down 57 points on Friday to 19,762. The S&P was down 10 points to 2238, while the NASDAQ was down 48 points to 5383. The major indexes, though, were able to post gains on the year. The Dow Jones was up 13.4% in 2016. The S&P 500 index gained 9.6% on the year, while the NASDAQ was up 7.5%. In commodities trading, gold ended the final day of 2016 on a lower note. However, on the year, gold was up 9%, the metal having renewed appeal amid concerns that a stock rally has run out of steam. Also, questions linger about the Trump administration. Meanwhile, oil posted a nearly 45% gain in 2016. That's its first annual gain in 3 years and its biggest annual gain since 2009. And that's your money now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-244-6060. That's 1-800-244-6060. 1-800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Welcome to the new year. It's 2017, and if you are looking for some ways to be happier this year, I might have a few things for you. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info. First of all, try removing apps from your phone that might be stressing you out. Twitter and Facebook might be a couple that are doing you more harm than good. Try going without them for a while and see how you feel. Another one, develop a morning routine that'll set the mood for the whole day. It might look different for everyone, but find a routine that'll center you and put you in a good mood before you have to face the day. Think about doing things like exercising or writing out a to-do list, thinking about things that you're grateful for, even just taking time to actually eat breakfast, have your coffee, and listen to your favorite radio show. Another one, develop a before-bedtime routine. That'll help you as well. Wash your face, make some tea, unplug, do something that's a routine for you right before you go to bed. Anything you can do to unwind and put a positive cap on the day can really help improve your mood. And speaking of mood, try tracking your moods and habits to find the little things that make you feel better and worse. A cool thing that I saw was get a jar and every single day of 2017, write down one good thing that happened. That way, at the end of the year, when you open the jar, you can see that your entire year included something good. These are just a few things that might help you feel a little bit happier this year. Welcome to 2017 and Happy New Year. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info.
Yeah, I like the jar deal. Good idea. Good morning. It's 627 Infomaniacs on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Checking the weather, it's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. For more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Severe thunderstorm warning is in effect until 6:45 this morning for the counties of Burleson, Washington, and Brazos. Look for 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts, maybe some hail involved in that as well. And it is moving kind of through the area, starting to get into Brazos County now. We've got rain and some fairly significant winds out here. Right now, I was trying to see what our winds are at the airport. They're still saying southwest at 10 miles an hour, so that's probably not right. So we'll get a little update there. But anyhow, expect this stuff to be moving through again, the heaviest of it, because it's until 6:45, but we do have a thunderstorm watch in effect for severe weather until 9 o'clock this morning. After that, after it gets out of here, we're going to have a high temperature today of about 74 and actually see some sunshine for the next couple of days. 72 for a high temperature tomorrow, which ought to be pretty nice. Then it cools down on Wednesday. We're looking at 51 for our high temperature, and Thursday looking at 54. Thursday night will be down near freezing, so more the kind of stuff that you're supposed to have in January. Again, got some rain out there right now and the severe thunderstorm warning until 6:45, and it's 69 degrees.
Workplace gossip can be an amazing drain on your time and energy, and there's a simple way to just stay out of it. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
All right, class, let's hear what everyone did this weekend. Jill?
Well, I raised my older sister to a big oak tree. It was at least 100 years old. My mom said I must have set a record or something. And then we went down by a stream and perched up on this huge rock and saw all these little minnows swimming around way below us. And then I rescued my little brother from an evil slug king who was guarding him in the bush fortress. And my sister and I brought him back to our super twig fort for safety. And then we all laid out and told stories until it got dark. And the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Wow! Awesome!
Where were you, Jill?
Yeah. We went to the forest. It's not that far away. Anyone want to come this weekend?
Yeah!
ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week and find the fun, adventurous you. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
If you work for a bad boss who's holding you back in your career,
we know statistically 50% of your career you'll have a bad boss, and the sooner you realize that you can succeed anyway, the better off your career is going to be.
Cy Wakeman, author of the book The Reality-Based Rules of the Workplace, says it may just be that we need to change the way we look at our work and our boss.
Many people believe their jobs are too big or bosses are unrealistic, and when I really coach them and help them look at that, all they're being asked to do is grow and develop in proportion to the needs of their markets. And most of us take a request to improve our skills as an insult, and we impose our own suffering on ourselves.
Getting sucked into office gossip can really drain your energy, and Cy has a way to stop it.
When somebody says, gosh, did you hear about Department X? I tend to just say, you know, wonderful, thanks for letting me know this. What could we do to help? And when someone's wanting to gossip and I ask how we can help, they tend to not gossip with me any longer.
We sometimes suffer at work because we ask ourselves questions like,
why don't they listen to me? Or why doesn't anyone tell me anything? And a fast track is to change my question. What can I do to get the information I need? That leads me into accountability and action. My stress is gone, my happiness increases, and my results skyrocket.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 69 degrees. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. After the Bryan School District released some information about last year's unexpected departure of former Superintendent Tommy Wallace, the school board president has announced more details may be coming.
A statement issued by Trey Moore says the Texas Attorney General may allow additional information to be disclosed that would present a much more complete picture. That may include a review of Wallace's job performance by four other central office administrators. Wallace reacted to paperwork he was given in a private meeting last September by school board member Doug Wunderberger.
Holy cow, who's this from?
Well, it'll be self-explanatory. And I will tell you that this is evidence I had no knowledge of till last night.
Okay.
Wallace was given a memorandum and supporting documents that his lawyers say evaluated the former superintendent. What is contained in that paperwork has not been released. The only information from the private meeting and three emails released by Bryan ISD following an open records request was that Wallace applied for 17 jobs while he was working in Bryan. Wallace is currently employed as an interim high school principal in Missouri City, along with his lawyers, have been asked to comment on the emails in the recording. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A main water line broke at Bryan Sam Rayburn Middle School yesterday. Bryan ISD reported more than 50 rooms, offices, closets, and common areas had between 1 and 2 inches of water. The school's presentation room had 4 inches. BISD maintenance employees were joined by a private company to remove the water. Today, crews are scheduled to return for a second round of removing water, then to disinfect classroom carpets. The district's technology department removed computers from affected areas and will be testing them to assess any damage. Parts of the water pipe repair will be in tomorrow or Wednesday. Teachers return Wednesday, and district officials say the building will be ready when students return next Monday. Thanks to a bulletproof vest, a Calvert policeman who was shot while on duty yesterday morning was able to go home. A Facebook post from the father of Stephen Magnus said a bullet did not penetrate the vest and his son was sore, bruised, and resting. The officer posted on the Facebook page of the Law Enforcement Association of the Brazos Valley, "Thank you for all the support. I'm doing well thanks to my vest." A suspect was taken into custody. Bluebell is asking for a break on expensive safety precautions required by the Food and Drug Administration.
Several times over the past few years, Bluebell has been forced to recall its ice cream after listeria was found in their products. At least 10 people became seriously ill. 3 people died. After the outbreak and recall last year, Bluebell temporarily shut down its creameries in Texas, Oklahoma, and Alabama and adopted stringent safety measures when production resumed. Now the company is asking the Food and Drug Administration to let it go back to what Bluebell says are more conventional food safety measures because the tougher conditions are very expensive to sustain. Bluebell claims it now has effective listeria prevention programs in all its facilities Texas cracked down on Bluebell after the Listeria outbreaks, with the state's Department of Health Services fining the company hundreds of thousands of dollars. The Brenham-based ice cream company still trying to regain public trust and financial stability. Cameron Fairchild, TSN News.
The Texas Attorney General's office is challenging a federal judge's ruling that the state is not complying with her earlier directive that foster children shouldn't be placed in any group home that doesn't have 24-hour supervision. Attorney General Ken Paxton said in a filing all but one of 58 foster homes with seven or more children have round-the-clock supervision. Paxton's filing was in response to the judge's ruling that her order, seeking to ensure that foster children are free from unreasonable risk of harm, was being applied only to future placements and not to children already in unsafe group homes. Another federal judge in Texas has ordered a halt to another Obama administration effort to strengthen transgender rights, this time over health rules that social conservatives say could force doctors to violate their religious beliefs. A temporary injunction was granted over the weekend that stops federal health officials from enforcing rules that are intended to ban discrimination by doctors and hospitals against transgender persons. Judge Reed O'Connor previously sided with Republican-controlled states over transgender protections in public schools sought by the Obama administration. And Wallace Hall's fight for records from the University of Texas goes to the Texas Supreme Court.
The court will decide whether UT System Regent Wallace Hall should have been given records from an internal investigation into favoritism and admissions. Hall argues that Chancellor Bill McRaven must turn over emails, notes, and other records, including confidential student records from the investigation that found former President Bill Powers sometimes ordered students to be admitted despite subpar academic records at the urging of legislators and other influential people. To lower courts agreed with McRaven that Hall does not meet the federal standard of legitimate educational interest to warrant access to private student files. Oral arguments began January 11th. Melanie Brown, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 6:37 at 69 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At CHI St. Joseph Health, our physicians have always been known for providing highly personalized care. But we also have a hometown advantage in providing the best possible treatment, Aggie Pride. More than 40 of our physicians are graduates of Texas A&M University, and they're proud to practice right here in the heart of Aggieland. Say howdy to a higher standard of healthcare. Schedule your appointment today at chistjoseph.org.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
Warranties. That's another item every roofing company is promising you. Inevitably, if you've been in business for any length of time, you'll have a warranty issue. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. Ask the roofing company for a person which they had to honor their warranty. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
There you are, 6:39. Good morning. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, your business. Nationwide is on your side. Call the Kilgore Insurance Group at 776-1900 or stop by the office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and updates. All right, here we go.
Through today, partly sunny to occasionally cloudy skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms, some heavy. High temperatures up into the 70s. Clearing, cooler, drier for tonight, down to about 50. Nice day coming up on Tuesday. Lots of blue skies and sun near 70. Cooling down through the 40s with a few clouds Tuesday night. Wednesday, partly sunny and much cooler, only in the 50s. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll take a look at an announcement made by Myles Garrett about his future entering the NFL draft. Meanwhile, in the NFL, coaching shakeups are going on all over the league. We'll be looking at who's looking for a new job. And in the NBA, the Spurs dropped one in overtime in Atlanta. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Boy, getting a good thunder and lightning show here.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Radio Ranch, yeah. I can see it because I have windows. Yeah. The very heaviest of the heavy is right now just east of Snook, all right, and then just due south of there into an area where there's a lot of fields and stuff. So if you draw a line from Somerville to Snook, just east of that line is where the very, very heaviest of it is. But we got some pretty serious stuff already, and it's covering this batch is covering the entire county, and it goes on down into Brenham and actually below that down to Columbus. Now, when this stuff gets out of here, which looks like it may be, I don't know, 8:30-ish or so, going to be clear. We're going to get to see sunshine today. We can do like the Annie song. You know, the sun will come out actually today.
Today!
Yeah. And the next couple of days, and then just so we, to actually look ahead farther into the week, yeah, we do. 34.
Chilly.
Yeah, 34 degrees. That'll be fun.
Ooh, that's like actual winter weather.
Yeah, because we're walking around in shorts over the weekend.
Yeah.
That wasn't the way it was supposed to be.
What a Christmas, too, right?
Yeah.
80 degrees.
Well, hey, it's Texas.
Yeah.
All right, so here we go. There was a panel discussion yesterday on Meet the Press with various former White House press secretaries talking about how difficult this job is. Oh, well, he works so hard. And Ari Fleischer said, he was George W. Bush's spokesperson. He said, here's the deal. When you're in the primary, you're talking to your party's voters. When you're in a general election, you're talking to the nation's voters. When you're in the White House, you're talking to the world. And it's very different. And you have to have nonpartisan approaches from time to time. Plus, it's a job spin, which means you need to learn a lot of policy. You have to learn fast. Fine. Here's the difference. You have a new president, P.E. Trump.
That's right.
Who tweets all by himself, okay? Mm-hmm. He doesn't need anybody. Hey, guess what, Jake Tapper? We don't care what you think. Britt Hume, we couldn't care less because we got a prez who's going to be talking to us directly.
That's right.
And he's got, I don't know, how many million people has he got who read his tweets? So
yeah. Tons.
He has, let's see exactly how many followers.
Okay.
18.4 million.
All right, see? And that's probably going to go up.
Yeah.
Basically, what Sean Spicer, that's the new name we'll have to know. He's the incoming White House press secretary.
Okay.
He said he, meaning Trump, doesn't have to have it funneled through the media. Business as usual is over.
Boom.
There's a new sheriff in town, and he's going to do things first and foremost for the American people. I kind of like that.
Yeah, new sheriff in town.
Yeah, mainstream media not happy about that because they think they should be providing, the platform, or you could call it filter, that you hear the news through the way that they think it ought to be done.
Right.
Van Jones, who was a Democrat operative till he got run out of the Obama administration. He's a commentator for CNN now. He insists that the Clinton era of politics for the Democratic Party is now over. He said his quote, "This idea that we're going to be this moderate party that's going to move in this direction, that's going to throw blacks under the bus for criminal injustice?"
What?
Has the Democrat Party done that?
Is that
I didn't know that they were throwing blacks under the bus. Oh,
yeah.
Really? And he said, we're not going to throw workers under the bus for NAFTA. Those days are over. Suggesting that the November election was, in fact, a referendum on elitism in the Democratic Party.
We'll just throw working class Americans under the bus by taxing them into oblivion.
Yeah, why don't you do that?
Deal, right?
He said, you can't run and hide. You've got to be an authentic person from the beginning. Does that mean that Hillary wasn't? You're going to be judged based on your authentic commitment to the actual base of the party. And if you don't do that, you can't win. So I'm looking over the weekend. They have to find a new chairman for the Democrat National Committee because they ran Debbie Wasserman Schultz off because She was basically trying to fix the election nomination process so that Bernie didn't have a chance. So she got caught. Boom. She's out of there. Donna Brazile was the acting head. She got basically fired from CNN because she was sneaking questions from the debates to the Clinton campaign so that she'd have some of the questions ahead of time. So she's out. So what they're looking at, as chairman of the Democrat National Committee, is a guy named Keith Ellison, who is one of two Muslims who is in the U.S. Congress. I don't know how you feel about having a Muslim. And I'm not trying to be racist or xenophobic, but I have to believe that a lot of Americans would be kind of uncomfy with having that person as the head of the Democrat National Committee. Or a guy named Tom Perez, who is the current, I believe, labor secretary in the Obama administration. Now, he's got the right surname in that he has a Hispanic surname, which might help him some, but he's never held elective office. He basically has come up through the legal ranks, and he's well-educated, Harvard and Brown University, but comes from the Dominican Republic. His family's from the Dominican Republic. And, I mean, he's an American citizen, obviously, and all that, but those are the two leading candidates right now to head up the Democrat National Committee. And I don't know if you're an old Yellow Dog Democrat in East Texas or you're a Democrat from the central part of the United States. I don't know that you necessarily relate to those.
Yeah. I'm not sure that's going to sit well. Yeah.
And time again, you hear commentators talk about this. We mentioned it last week that during the Obama administration, the Democrats lost 1,000 elective offices nationwide. Now, be it on the state level or the national level, 1,000 seats. So it means that they don't have a bench.
Something's not working for them.
Right. They don't have younger people who are coming into their party right now. And they're going to have to define that. Look, they're good people in the Democrat Party, but those folks are going to have to step up. And I don't know if they elevate from county or city governments or whatever, but whoever they're going to use to have their leadership in the years to come, I don't know who it is out there. And if you don't have those people, if you don't have moderate voices out there, then you're going to have strident voices. You're going to have voices who have really, really weird, bizarre, way out there ideas. And it's so weird because, I don't know, maybe 6-7 years ago, they were concerned about whether the Republican Party could continue as a national party. And right now, the Democrats are having to look at
that. And it's weird.
It is. So the Congress starts up on Tuesday. We'll be talking to Congressman Flores on Wednesday. There are 13% of the Congress turned over. There are 57 new members in the House. And that's higher than it's been for a while. But back in 2010, we had a 22% turnover. So we'll see how that works out. And there was a turnover of about 7% in the Senate, which is not much of a change. But again, the idea is that they've got the Republicans have the House, the Senate, and the White House. So they're going to supposedly get to work on tax reform first, is what they say. We'll see what happens. All right, there you go. It's 6:48 right now.
On Wednesday, January 25th, from 7:30 a.m. to 2 o'clock p.m., the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce will hold its annual Economic Outlook Conference presented by Wells Fargo, featuring keynote speaker Glenn Hager, Texas Comptroller. Hi, this is David O'Neill, Chairman of the Board with the Chamber, inviting you to learn about our current and projected economy, plus the overwhelming growth in all parts of our community. Wednesday, January 25th, at the Hilton. Call 260-5200 for tickets or visit bcschamber.org. See you there.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Winter is a great time to assess the bones of your landscape, that is, the basic structure that persists from one year to the next. It's usually more difficult to see those details when things are fully leafed out in the spring. Winter gives you the chance, through horticultural x-ray vision, to see how your gardens are actually laid out. I'll be back with details right after this important message. Are you looking for the recommended varieties of fruit and pecan trees for your part of Texas? You need to contact Womack Nursery in De Leon. They grow most of their nursery stock. They will be available mid-December through mid-March each year. They've been doing it for generations. They work hand-in-hand with Texas A&M to have the recommended varieties available for you. They have a huge selection of many types of nut and fruit trees. You can order by phone at 254-893-6497. Request their catalog. That's 254-893-6497. Or you can order online anytime at womacknursery.com. W-O-M-A-C-K, womacknursery.com. Their catalog is a great reference. The website is a beautiful and very useful, helpful website. They're in De Leon, right in the heart of Texas, 2551 State Highway 6 in De Leon, womacknursery.com. That's Womack's in De Leon, Texas. Your landscape, like your home, is made up of rooms. They're the special places where you greet, visit, rest, dine, play, and relax. Winter is your best time to assess each part of your landscape to be sure all your needs are being met. It's a time to determine the need for and placement of new pathways and walks, patios, and play yards. Best of all, it's also a great time to get much of the work done before summer's heat rolls back into town. As you developed those special rooms in your landscape, you probably used a blend of deciduous and evergreen plants as the tools of the construction. As the deciduous types lost their leaves, their trunks and growth forms became more noticeable than they were during the green days of summer. You gain a whole new appreciation for the rugged character of bur oak and bodark trunks, and the way the smooth, glossy trunks of crepe myrtle shine in the landscape. If anything, shade trees are likely to be even more noticeable in the winter than they are during the summer, when the canopies stir into a big mix of green foliar soup. We have a hillside of pecan trees behind our house, and I've also referred to their trunks as natural gnomons. They perform the function of 15 or 20 huge sundials in their surroundings. It's especially pretty late in the day when the yellowed afternoon rays of winter sun wash across them. It's a look that just isn't there during the growing season. It's one of my favorite views into our landscape. In a strange sort of way, I almost hate to see spring arrive, at least as it impacts that backdrop to our landscape. I use winter as a time to reboot my gardens. I have 8 or 12 pieces of fairly nice little garden art that I've accumulated over the years, along with a dozen or more antique British chimney pots. I like to gather them all together once every few winters, usually out behind the garage, so I can see my plain, basic landscape design. And then as spring approaches, I gradually put them back into the landscape one by one, promising myself to choose different locations for each one of them. Keeps things looking fresh and different to our family's eyes. You can see through your deciduous shade trees in the winter, and you can determine if and when they need to be pruned. You'll see the rubbing limbs. You'll be able to identify branches that are too close to the ground, so winter gives you that option as well. And you see mistletoe. So there are lots of things you see in the wintertime that you just don't see in the summer. I tend toward simple landscaping, and I love the winter. Step-by-step landscaping in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
6:53 from the WC Tractor Control Room. WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:53. Well, the big story over the weekend for A&M is that defensive end Myles Garrett announced Saturday night that he'll enter the 2017 NFL Draft. Garrett was an Associated Press All-American in 2015 and 16, and his sack total over the past three seasons was surpassed only by Tennessee defensive end Derek Barnett. In a statement, Garrett said he's looking forward to the challenges that are ahead and is excited about the opportunity to play at the next level. Meanwhile, in A&M men's basketball, after squaring off in a pair of epic showdowns and sharing the SEC championship last year, Texas A&M and Kentucky will face off during the first of two scheduled meetings on the hardwood tomorrow at 8 p.m. Pre-game will be at 7:30, and you can catch it on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Meanwhile, tonight, the women's basketball team hosts Vanderbilt at Reed Arena at 6 p.m. in the SEC opener for both teams. Pre-game for that will be at 5:45, and you can catch it on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In the NFL,
first and goal at the three. McFadden, the running back, Romo in the gun. And looking left for a little fade to Williams and a great head nod. Williams caught it. Touchdown. Romo with a touchdown on his first possession of the year.
Tony Romo threw his first touchdown pass in nearly 14 months, and the playoff-bound Dallas Cowboys played it safe in a 27-13 loss to the Philadelphia Eagles yesterday. The Cowboys locked up the number one seed and home field advantage throughout the NFC playoffs when the Eagles beat the Giants on December 22nd. Meanwhile, in Nashville,
Matt Cassel takes a knee, and that's going to do it. The Titans' year is complete with the same mark as the Texans. They are 9-7 as the Titans are winners today. Tennessee 24, Houston 17.
A concussion that sidelined quarterback Tom Savage could have the biggest impact coming out of the Houston Texans' 24-17 loss at Tennessee yesterday. Savage started for the AFC South champions but left in the second quarter to be evaluated for a concussion and was cleared. He took a snap to kneel down on the final play of the first half and was diagnosed with a concussion after being reevaluated at halftime. Elsewhere in the NFL, there are some coaching changes that will be taking place as the San Diego Chargers will be interviewing head coaches while deciding whether to move to Los Angeles. Mike McCoy was fired following the Chargers' loss to Kansas City in what may have been the final NFL game in San Diego. Meanwhile, the San Francisco 49ers have fired coach Chip Kelly and general manager Trent Baalke following a 2-14 season, matching the worst record in team history. And in Denver, the Broncos will hold a news conference today to formally announce Gary Kubiak's resignation as head coach. Kubiak told his players of the decision following yesterday's win over the Raiders. He went 24-11 in 2 years at the helm, winning Super Bowl 50 with a 24-10 win over Carolina last February. When it comes to the playoffs, the NFC participants were finalized when the New York Giants beat Washington 19-10, eliminating the Redskins from the postseason and clinching berths for Detroit and Green Bay. The Packers took the NFC North title as Aaron Rodgers threw for 4 touchdowns in a 31-24 win over the Lions. Matt Ryan also had 4 touchdown passes, and the Atlanta Falcons wrapped up a first-round bye in an 11-5 season with a 38-32 triumph over New Orleans. Meanwhile, New England clinched home field advantage throughout the AFC playoffs with a 35-14 win over the Miami Dolphins, who entered the postseason as the 6th seed in the conference. Kansas City overtook Oakland for the AFC West title in home field advantage by beating San Diego 37-27, while the Raiders were absorbing a 24-6 loss at Denver. Pittsburgh knocked off Cleveland 27-24 in overtime, giving the Browns a 1-15 record and the number one pick in the upcoming NFL draft. And in the NBA, Tim Hardaway Jr. made a tying three-pointer with 3.3 seconds remaining in regulation and scored 9 points in overtime, including the go-ahead free throw to lift the Atlanta Hawks to a 114-112 victory over the San Antonio Spurs last night. Hardaway made the first of two free throws with 10.
Thunderstorm warning for southeastern Burleson County in southeastern Texas, eastern Washington County in southeastern Texas, Walker County in southeastern Texas, northern Waller County in southeastern Texas, Grimes County in southeastern Texas, southeastern Brazos County in southeastern Texas, Montgomery County in southeastern Texas, northwestern Harris County in southeastern Texas, northeastern Austin County in southeastern Texas, until 7:45 a.m. Central Standard Time. At 6:46 a.m. Central Standard Time, severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from 9 miles east of Kyle Field to near College Station to 6 miles southeast of Snook to 10 miles east of Somerville to near Brenham to 9 miles northeast of Industry, moving east at 35 miles per hour. Hazard, 60 miles per hour wind gusts. Source, radar indicated. Impact, expect damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Locations impacted include southeastern College Station, Conroe, Huntville, Brenham, Tomball, Navasota, Hempstead, Willis, Prairie View, Pinehurst, Spring, The Woodlands, Washington, Hockley, Oak Ridge North, Waller, Panorama Village, Shenandoah, Magnolia, and New Waverly. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building.
Uh-huh.
All right.
We leave anything out?
No, that was pretty much
all right,
it.
Okay. All right. So the okay, there you are. So the weather that we've had through here, moving through here, but going to be out fairly soon. The good news is we are going to have sunshine later on today. 74 will be our high temperature. But right now, batten down the hatches. 69 degrees right now. And again, that weather statement, severe thunderstorm warning, goes until 7:45. But remember, a lot of those areas are outside of Brazos County and on toward the Conroe area. So we'll keep you posted. WTAW College Station, Bryan, at 7 o'clock.